This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, The Cure, to fake you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, I appreciate everybody holding. Paul Watson's coming up. If that didn't tear your guts out, you got to see the full video of them making fun of that Down syndrome man on national television. I don't like to shoot my mouth off about kicking people's asses, but let me tell you something. Watching that video again, that's why I can't watch that kind of stuff. We have to watch it. To watch those slimy sacks of crap trying to reintroduce eugenics in front of everybody. Hey, you know what Hitler did? He ended up getting 60, 70 million innocent people killed. By the way, I'm upset about the millions of Jews that Hitler killed, but why is the media only ever talk about that? Hitler killed tens of millions of people, including 22 million Germans, 20 million Russians, hundreds of thousands of Americans, a million Poles. It's not funny! I'll tell you, man, I'm done. Let me tell you, people push eugenics, I'm coming after them. And let me tell you, it's not some hero mode. They're going after all of us. Let me tell you, somebody's going to stand up for the children and for the Down syndrome folks and everybody else. And I'm telling you right now, I don't ever talk like this, but they're coming out with their crap out in the open. People start promoting stuff like this, and they run hospitals, and they run systems. They're running death sentences, folks. Their argument is that preemies deserve to die because they're preemies. That's why they give them vaccines and know it's killing them. They are killing kids, and I'm done playing games. So, Tristan, Boheem, Jeff, I got to get to everybody because Paul's about to take over and do a great job. Boheem in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's Boheem, actually, with the Neighborhood Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say we are living through Atlas Shrugged right now on the Internet. People are flocking from the old news sources and moving towards new media. And I think it's absolutely incredible. It's a huge testament to you and your persistence. And I just can't thank you enough. But have you noticed that the new media is really just taking over and nobody trusts the old media anymore?
Yeah, no one trusts the mainstream media, but they're trying to force you to be able to find the independent media. So that's why it's key to spread independent media and do your own media, by the way.
Sure, and with this net neutrality passing, all the people that are upset about it, or not passing, getting repealed, all the people that are upset about it are the ones that are against the new media. So you guys must be thrilled. I hope you're cracking champagne.
No, I hear you. Again, it doesn't mean there's not a fight for the future of the web. Obama's net neutrality bill was just called that. It isn't net neutrality, and they're trying to bring in all this censorship now. And the telecoms are fighting with Google over control of the web. We got to fight both groups. But this was a big victory. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Tristan in Henderson, Texas. Thank you for being a real trooper and holding, Tristan. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you.
I like how you were getting into all of it being about God and the truth and, you know, taking care of our kids and it blows my mind that they're calling him a downer. They're the downers. And
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was in that room, I'd break those guys' nose. I mean, I'm sorry. They're like making fun of this guy. He thinks of their friend like, you're my friend. And they're like, want to kill him. They're saying he's crap. And they're liberals. It's okay because they're liberals.
It hurts me, man, because I have a cousin, a twin cousin, and she has Down syndrome. And if I ever seen anybody treat her bad, I would probably kill them. It hurts, man.
Because everybody knows people that say let's kill the weak, they're gonna kill everybody next. They're just trying to get us to be killers.
Yeah,
I don't want to kill weak people. I want to kill parasite thugs. That's who I want to kill.
Right.
And I'm ready.
They're pushing the Civil War.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm ready. I'm done with these people. They want death. They want blood. If you want blood, you got it. Blood on the streets, blood on the stage, blood on your feet, you got it. I want innocence and I want justice, but I'm sick of their globalist Islam promoting all their anti-family crap. They're putting down little people that they're just bullies. I watch those men on TV bullying that guy, making fun of him, and it's all funny. trying to seduce the Dutch and to make passing a law to abort all the Down syndrome folks. It's sick. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcast going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna.
All right, Paul Watson is about to take over, and he's got a lot to cover.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you.
And I want to go to your calls, but Paul's here. He's got to take over. So everybody that's holding, let's get their name and number, a free T-shirt of their choice from InfoWarsStore.com. And hand that over to the crew over there down the road a few miles away at the shipping department, and we will get that out to everybody. Paul Watson, I know you've always got big breaking news. What would you like to get into first here? Give people a preview of what's coming up. There's so much. Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about the diversity barriers, which, of course, we've seen in Germany, Sweden, and in the UK after the massive terror attacks over the past year using trucks as weapons. Turns out, Alex, they don't actually work. A big German TV show proved that with a quite in-depth study, and we're going to play clips from that, proving that in fact, they make the attack worse. They can turn these concrete bollards into projectiles that hit victims.
So they have to put up barriers everywhere in public squares because the Muslims keep running people over with cars. I think the duty of all Europeans would be to assemble yourselves in squares so the Muslims can run you over.
Yeah, and I mean, in the video,
they become like a scoop. They become like a scoop. We're showing it for radio listeners, InfoWars.com/show. It becomes like a giant battering ram scoop to kill even more people. I think that's a great plan of the EU. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the truck doesn't even stop. It carried on for 50 meters after that, and it wasn't even traveling that quick in these clips. So it makes the attack worse. The experts in the clip actually admit that it's just for psychological reasons to reassure the public. It actually has no safety aspects whatsoever.
Oh.
You know, if you've got walls beyond that, then maybe that's another form of defense. But these barriers alone are absolutely...
Well, the real defense is don't bring them in to begin with when they're unvetted. But as you know, they're putting public gatherings in pens for kettling with police. They're putting everybody in pens to be protected from the Muslims when they're really being prepared so any future gatherings in any public place are already hemmed in for police control. Paul Watson, take over. I'm going to stop interrupting. InfoWars.com/show. Everybody spread those links. Free shipping, store-wide, huge deals, 50% off on a bunch of our best-selling items. And it is you, the people that buy the products, that fund the operation. Merry Christmas. We salute you all. Monday, we have a 34-hour broadcast that kicks off at 8 a.m., the Christmas holiday extravaganza, or what was the exact term I came up with? I forget. The point is it's very, very exciting. We're going to do that. We have a bunch of special guests that are going to be joining us. This is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. So that's coming up Monday with the kickoff. Paul, I'm drafting, and you must join us for at least an hour, the 34-hour, at least you will be on Tuesday, of that transmission. So, again, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. War Room comes up in about 50 minutes at Infowars.com /show with Owen Schroeder and others, and, of course, on stations across the country. Back to Paul Joseph Watson. So start over on the diversity barriers.
Yeah, the article up on Infowars.com is study shows diversity barriers are useless at stopping terror attacks. This went up yesterday. This video has only got about 19,000 views. It should have way more than that. A German TV show proved that the so-called diversity barriers being set up in cities around Europe to stop terror attacks by jihadists using trucks as weapons are completely useless. And this video proves it. They set out, they got the experts, they got the truck experts, the concrete bollard experts, the people who are actually setting this up. They ran trucks up against these bollards, two different tests. The first test they had, I think it was about three, we're playing the video, you can see it here now. They had about two or three bollards set up. The impact pushed the bollards aside. In fact, they projectiled out a little bit. The truck didn't even stop. It went straight on through the next barrier, and in fact, in the clip, the experts said it would have traveled another 50 meters at least, and this is at 50 kilometers per hour speed. So it's not even going that quickly. This is the first test. Then the second test, if we can go to the second clip, they put the barriers, the concrete blocks, closer together. There were more of them. They put them closer together. There you see it. That's the second test. And there you see it knocks one straight off like a projectile, which would kill more people than if it was just a truck on its own barreling straight on through. Now, bear in mind, these bollards, these barriers have been put in place to stop this very kind of attack after we saw it in Nice, after we saw it in Stockholm, after we saw it in Barcelona.
So Paul, these are just as useful. These are just as useful as the bracelets everybody wears saying, don't rape me. But now they just say, I'm diverse. So it's okay. And they tell women don't wear short skirts. Isn't that the answer? I mean, just wear the bracelets.
Yeah, the tolerance bracelets will prevent the rapist. Like in, I think it was Finland, they said, just use the force against the potential rapist and they will back off. Like there's some kind of invisible force field which will make the rapist back off. Absolutely insane. But they even had the experts on in this study by the German TV show, who said, in their own words, that the concrete barriers aren't for security reasons. They're not going to work. They're a, quote, placebo effect and could pose an even bigger danger than just the truck.
Because people are scared to go outside because the Muslims keep killing everybody. So we just put up these barriers so they can have a big concrete thing to ram you with.
Exactly. And then they say, oh, we're not going to let Donald Trump into London because he's for building walls and barriers, while we literally have to build walls and barriers on our bridges outside our Christmas markets to protect ourselves from the great cultural enrichment that is multicultural.
So let me say this. That's a great point. Trump is right. Europe is now building walls, admitting Trump's right. That's incredible.
It's incredibly racist that Europe is building walls to keep out people who just want to culturally enrich us, Alex. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And that's the other headline I want to go on to now. I mean, you can go on to that study with the German truck because it's not got any attention. The point about it is they talked to the German police, German authorities in different major German cities immediately after this and said, look, we've proved these barriers don't work. They're all over Germany right now and other cities. You know, they've got Thanks Merkel tattooed on them in some places. They're decorating them with Christmas attire.
They're like a new Berlin Wall.
Yeah, to make them look less ugly. In fact, I think it was Jack Posobiec put out a video today in one city, I forget which one, but they had them dressed up like Christmas presents, big cardboard containers like Christmas presents. You look over the top and it's a concrete bollard. That's all well and good, but they don't work. They called the police in all these major cities in Germany, the authorities, and said, look, these don't work. We've proven it. Do you want to see our information? No, 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 no. They're not interested. Only Dresden police showed an interest out of all of them that they asked. Nobody else cares because, again, it's complete BS. It's to reassure the public it doesn't actually work. God forbid that ISIS will see this video. They probably shouldn't have even put it out. But because these authorities are just ignoring the truth about the fact that this does not stop truck terror attacks. The bollards are completely useless. And this information needs to get out because, like, it's got 20,000 views on YouTube. Nobody even cares about it.
It needs to have a million. Shocking footage, as the Germans admit, that Trump is right and begin building walls. But their walls don't work. Back to Paul Joseph Watson.
Exactly, Alex. And again, it ties into this story out of the Metro. Donald Trump is banned from Greenwich during his state visit, is the headline. Donald Trump has been barred from entering Greenwich, which is an area in London, East London.
But if he sexually groomed tens of thousands of girls and jihadi and blew up children's events, then he would be accepted.
Well, that's the point, Alex. We've let into the not just London, but the UK, over 400 ISIS fighters over the past year alone. Now, that's more ISIS fighters than any other European country. We let them straight back in. Now we're going to give them welfare. We're going to give them housing. We're going to take good care of them. If Donald Trump had just claimed that he was an ISIS fighter coming back in from Syria, maybe they would have rolled out the red
carpet.
There's
your headline. Donald Trump should have announced himself as an ISIS fighter. He'd have a red carpet all over England.
Exactly, but he didn't do that.
You're a genius.
Go ahead.
Paul, you really are a genius. All right, Paul's going to burrow into this and so much more, and I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to leave everyone now with Paul Joseph Watson and all of you. This is the InfoWar. Have you spread the link today? InfoWars.com, PresentPlanet.com, and NewsWars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the anniversary of the death of Christopher Hitchens. Going to play a clip coming up from what he said about Islamophobia. Given that that's the subject we're really talking about right now, let's go back to that headline we had up before. Donald Trump is banned from Greenwich during his state visit. Now, Greenwich is an area in East London, and the article reads, Donald Trump has been barred from entering Greenwich if his state visit goes ahead next year. The Royal Borough of Greenwich said the US president would not be welcome and called for his visit to be dropped. Now, understand, this is just a gaggle of councillors. They have no actual power over anything. This is just an exercise in baseless virtue signalling. Councillors expressed alarm at the decision of President Trump to retweet Islamophobic propaganda and sadness at the president's bigoted attitude towards women and ethnic minorities. So basically, they just had a big hissy fit at a meeting. They've got no power whatsoever. But this is what they said after the meeting, quote, this diversity strengthens our borough, talking about Islam and multiculturalism. It enriches our lives on a daily basis. And it reminds us all that we have so much more in common than that divides us. They said it in that tone of voice as well. As one of the most multicultural London boroughs, we are a place that has worked tirelessly to break down barriers. We have no time for people who want to build walls when we have done so much to break them down. Right, so if you've got no time for people who want to build walls, why are walls being built on bridges outside Christmas markets in London? Okay, if walls and barriers are racist, why do I see walls and barriers popping up all over London if we're embracing the diversity? Sounds pretty racist to me. Donald Trump is more unwelcome than ISIS fighters. This is the point. More than 400 ISIS fighters have come back to Britain. That's a headline out of the Express. Hundreds of British jihadists who fought for the Islamic State, ISIS, have already returned to the UK. Shocking new research has uncovered. And this was back in October. More will have come back since. At least 425 members of the terrorist group are believed to have fled back to Britain from the ruins of its self-declared caliphate in Syria and Iraq. Now, this is more than any other European country. ISIS fighters that have come back into the UK, they're now even talking about giving them welfare, housing and benefits to reintegrate them into society. So not solitary confinement in prison or merely just turning them away at the border, or in one case, as one, I think it was a Tory MP suggested, just killing them. No, get them back in, give them money, give them positions that will make them, keep them happy, roll out the red carpet, they can come back, they're welcome. Donald Trump, no frigging way. He's not coming back. He's not coming into the Royal Borough of Greenwich, because we're all for diversity. We're against walls and barriers unless we're erecting them in London to stop the diversity that's proven so beneficial to London, especially this year with, what, three terror attacks? At least attempted. One of them wasn't able to be carried through, but we had Westminster. We had the London Bridge attack. We also had an attack on the Underground back in September, which thankfully was unsuccessful. But, of course, we also had the devastating attack on the Manchester Arena back in May. So much cultural enrichment, so much diversity. We're loving it so much. More of that, less of Donald Trump. He's not allowed. Let's go to this Christopher Hitchens clip. This is the anniversary. He died back in 2011 on this day. This is what Christopher Hitchens, by no means a Tommy Robinson, by no means a Katie Hopkins, by no means a Nigel Farage. He was a leftist. He was a Marxist at certain times in his life. This is what Christopher Hitchens had to say about Islam and Islamophobia. Here's a clip.
This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen. I beseech you. Resist it while you still can, and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing, you will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not just symptoms of surrender, very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who will hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you, and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can. And if you wonder what will happen if you don't, look and see how a cricket team in Middlesex in England had to change its name by force last week because it was called and had been for years the Middlesex Crusaders. Look and see how stories about little pigs can't be taught to children in English schools anymore unless offense be taken by the religion of peace. Resist it while you can.
That is Christopher Hitchens, who of course died on this day in 2011. He would have never have gone along with today's thought policing on Islam, and he's terribly missed. Their warning about how they will go after people's free speech as soon as Islam gets a wedge in society, gets a base, a position of power, that's exactly what's happened. Over in Sweden, where they have to put cameras into these migrant ghetto areas to catch the screams of women as they're being raped, because they don't have actual police stations there anymore. They would get attacked and burned to the ground. Now we have this up on Infowars.com headline. Sweden raises retirement age to cope with immigration. They're going to lower your quality of life to pay for the hordes that are rushing into the country in the name of diversity. The retirement age for Sweden's pension funds will eventually rise to 69 due to the Muslim immigration boom in the country. In short, the country is spending so much money on migrant welfare that it can no longer properly fund the pensions for native retirees. Swedish media, which typically downplays immigration pitfalls, actually admitted the rise in the retirement age would result in a major deterioration of quality of life for Swedes, as all mass immigration does. Now, Sweden has a situation now. 58% of welfare payments in Sweden go to immigrants. 58%. Immigrants make up 16% of the population. Those stats are out of the Globe and Mail. So again, we're sold this narrative. We were sold it with Germany when they invited in, what was it, nearly 2 million migrants over the past 2 years, that they're needed for labour, that we need the workers, we need the fresh blood. Absolute BS. They go on welfare in the majority of cases in Sweden and Germany. Huge numbers of these migrants go on welfare. They're a drain on the system. It's got nothing to do with needing new labour. Of course, that drives wages down as well for the local native population too. So it drives down quality of life, wages, and now Sweden's retirement age is going to go up to 69 to pay for all this, with 58% of their welfare payments going to immigrants. Is it any surprise that the Sweden Democrats are now seen as a major force in Swedish politics and are going to have a big impact on their next election, potentially even winning it? Another headline here, Czech Republic, 80% don't want migrants and reject EU plans. According to an opinion poll, 4/5 of Czechs say they do not accept the EU's quotas for housing migrants in the Czech Republic. So again, you have the EU, the mafia organization, trying to bully, intimidate all these European countries, Eastern European countries, into paying that bill, into accepting migrants, basically by force. They've said no. The backlash is centered in those countries. We'll be back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition. Before I get back into the news, and we're going to talk about potential sexual assault abuse allegations against Trump. That's been a subject we've been hot on this week. I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com because we have the newest supplement in the InfoWars lifeline, which is Alpha Power. I'm already getting requests from people in the UK to get their hands on this from me because they're really excited about it. Introductory price is 50% off. This is the brand new Vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. With a powerful set of ingredients, we sought to make the perfect formula for boosting your performance and energy levels daily. These are all natural healthy ingredients, which include niacin, zinc, numerous others. Now, you only really notice these if you don't get them. I've been ill this week, very ill earlier in the week. You really notice when you're lacking these essential vitamins and nutrients and when you get them back again because your body is starved of them. Obviously, if you have a generally good diet, you don't need to overload. But once you do get this boost, which these kind of products produce, it is felt immeasurably. We've also got the organic maca root concentrate in there, the horny goat weed leaf and stem. A bunch of different ingredients. Alpha Power even works synergistically with Super Male Vitality, with that combo to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. So this is our Super Alpha Male combo pack. You get 50% off each when you buy them together. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against age and globalist tyranny. Show the world a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. That is our latest brand new powerful product, Alpha Power. 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Also got massive Christmas savings across the board. Make a perfect Christmas for your friends and family. We're bringing back our most popular sales of the year to help you save big. Brain Force. That's the one that really triggers them if you get that, especially when I advertise it. Silver Bullet and our InfoWars Life Select Storable Food Survival Food are back on sale. Make sure you get them today so you can have them before Christmas again. Why bother buying people tatty Christmas gifts that they don't want, they don't appreciate? They either go in the bin the next day or they re-gift them. Buy them something that they can actually use, something that will actually improve their day-to-day life. We have our multivitamin formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is also still on sale for a massive 50% off, making the perfect stocking stuffer for a truly merry Christmas. The Super Blue Fluoride Free products have been dropped 50% off the entire line to help you experience a fluoride-free lifestyle. And again, that's another conversation starter. If you buy somebody that at Christmas, you know, you can get into why it would be not a great idea to fill your body with fluoride, something which actually reduces IQ, studies have shown, really is toxic with the cumulative effect that it builds up in your body. So why not get people the Super Blue fluoride-free products as a gift? 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we've also got Knockout, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, all three of those at 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. Alpha Power, as I said earlier, 50% off. And also Prostaguard for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive, massive discounts. Take advantage of it today. InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk about the Trump sexual assault accusations again, because we've been hot on this all week. Now we have this headline up on InfoWars.com. Anti-Trump lawyer sought payments for women to accuse Trump of sexual harassment. The revelation that a well-known anti-Trump women's rights lawyer attempted to secure incentive money for women to claim Donald Trump sexually harassed them in the weeks leading up to the presidential election serves as a red flag for how this exact scenario is likely to play out again in the near future. Those are my words, and the article, the original article that this refers to, is out of The Hill, which is really going viral right now. Quote out of The Hill article, California lawyer Lisa Bloom. Now, bear in mind, this is the woman, the big women's rights lawyer, who immediately decided to take on and defend Harvey Weinstein, one of the biggest molesters on the frigging planet of women. She, of course, backed out on that later on when it became embarrassing that she picked it up in the first place. Lisa Bloom. Now, you read through this article, she was absolutely desperate to entice any women to drop dirt on Donald Trump in the weeks before the election. What's interesting about it is that the money she tried to collect to offer these women to come forward to go public was not backed by Clinton super PACs, because they probably thought in the final weeks before the election, they're probably overconfident, given all those polls, that Hillary would win. But she managed to scrape together an offer from all these different donors and sources, which remain very mysterious, for $750,000, offering a woman to come forward to go public and say that Donald Trump sexually harassed her. Now, because we had a number of other women that did that before the election, but she was trying to get even more to come forward with even more damning revelations about Trump's predatory behavior. Now, how predatory was his behavior in this case? Well, this is what the article boils down to, in my view. One of the most interesting aspects of the piece is how the woman who eventually declined as much as $750,000 to go public against Trump admitted that when this supposed sexual abuse incident happened, when she rebuffed Trump's advances, he immediately backed off. So Trump came on to her. She immediately said she wasn't interested. He immediately backed off. Now, if Trump's this big predator, this abuser, this sexual harasser of women, would he behave like that? Doesn't really jive with Harvey Weinstein-style behavior, does it? She was actually a Trump supporter, and she still supported him even after this so-called sexual harassment incident. This is a quote from the article. She told The Hill, quote, "She held no resentment about the early 90s advance because Trump stopped it as soon as she asked him." What a bombshell. Trump comes on to the woman says she's not interested, Trump backs off. Absolute scandal. Now, she also said, and this came out later, she was disgusted, the woman that was offered the $750,000 to come out against Trump publicly, she was disgusted to learn that Bloom had agreed to defend serial sex molester Harvey Weinstein back in October. So again, Bloom hasn't got a leg to stand on, total hypocrite. She wanted to defend Weinstein for the money, despite the fact that he's the biggest molester on the planet, or at least in America. So this is something we've discussed. I discussed it in my video yesterday. They're going to try and ensnare Trump. They failed with the whole Russian collusion investigation. It's fallen flat on its face for now. So what cards do they have left? They're going to try and take all this anger, all this vitriol, all this rage surrounding the hashtag MeToo scandal and redirect it onto Donald Trump. I actually think if they get enough weight of accusers against Trump, women coming out and claiming that he sexually abused them, that he's going to step down, that he's going to resign. Of course, that's never going to happen, but they can create this cloud around him to derail his momentum policy-wise and going into the 2018 midterms. Now, of course, we have the audio tape from Bill O'Reilly, which Alex played earlier in the week, where he's talking about a $200,000 offer for a woman to come forward with a fake allegation, a fake sex assault allegation against Donald Trump. Now, that looks like it's a different scenario, a different woman. But according to O'Reilly, that's coming down the pipeline in January. So it looks like they're going to go all out, full guns blazing in January with these sexual allegations against Trump, whether they're true or not. I mean, we had the accusers on the Today Show earlier this week who had already been out in 2016. In one case, her testimony of what happened had already been contradicted by someone who was on the plane who said that Trump did not grope her, didn't do anything. They came out, they were on the Today Show, that was their big reveal, that was their big scandal, and what new information did they have to bring to the table? Donald Trump asked for somebody's phone number, oh my God, and she gave it to him. Donald Trump called someone a rude word. I mean, that is the level. In this case, he backed off as soon as she said she wasn't interested. Is Donald Trump keen on women? Yeah. Sexual abuser, molester of women, no evidence whatsoever to back it up. But they're going to try and use it against him anyway. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Talk about Brexit, because of course yesterday we had a vote in Parliament where they basically said, oh, by the way, your vote last year, that whole referendum thing, yeah, absolutely, it means absolutely nothing, basically. This is the point that I've made over and over again. The last 18 months has been one long process of the political class and the left trying to sabotage and annul two democratic votes, two massive democratic votes in the history of politics, Brexit and Trump. 18 months after the Brexit vote, and we're still in this mire. They had a vote saying, oh, basically, whatever crappy deal Theresa the appeaser may get, we can then just vote it down, and your initial vote meant nothing whatsoever. Absolute concentrated tyranny. We voted to leave the European Union. We got a little thing, check this box if you want to leave the European Union. Didn't say check this box if you want to leave, then turn to page two for the for the debate on the single market, should we leave that or not? No, it was to leave or not leave. We left. We voted to leave. That's it. Carry it through. Carry through the sovereign will of the people. They're not doing that. They're trying to derail it at every single point. They're trying to sabotage it. The elitists admit, people like Lord Adonis and Nick Clegg, that the agenda is to derail Brexit completely. Not to get a different deal or maybe not be in the single market. No, they want to kill it completely. In fact, we got a clip on this from Question Time. Somebody from the north of England, by the way, speaking absolute complete sense on Brexit. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Yes, we're constantly being told by these elite politicians, and obviously she's done a really treacherous act last night against the Conservative Party, but the lady on the other side is in a party that should be defending the working class communities that this town is, and their party is tending towards the single market now, which is unrestricted migration, and that is what this town overall voted Leave to stop, because it damaged the working class community. She's worse than her, in effect, and her party is doing more damage to these communities. If we're going to hear that Keir Starmer keep on about the single market's on its way back, that's what we wouldn't have in these working class traditional communities, and you're stabbing us in the back. You're going to carry on what happened last night with those treacherous rebels and bring that down upon us. You'd not. And when he says about parliamentary sovereignty, the people are the sovereign to put the representatives in a parliament. Yeah. And we made our decision. We know why we made it. I know you say we're thick up north, but I remember voting on my ballot paper, and it said leave or remain. And it didn't say when I put my box in leave, now turn to question two, do you want the soft Brexit or do you want the hard Brexit?
So again, that was last night on Question Time, and again, the Labour Party, the so-called leftist party in Britain, they're supposed to represent the working class. The impact of mass immigration has harmed working class towns in the north of England more than anywhere else. And again, they've completely betrayed their voter base. Look at this headline. Transition period means EU membership to effectively continue until at least 2021. New guidelines from the European Union outline how they intend for the transition period set to go on until at least 2021 to see the UK basically remain a member of the European Union in all but name. So they drag it on until 2021, then they say, oh, maybe this deal's not working out. Maybe we need to drag it on a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit. Oh, let's just give up on it. Let's just forget about it. That's what they want to do. They openly say it. People like Nick Clegg, Lord Adonis, the goal is to derail, to kill Brexit altogether. Here's another headline out of Sky News. EU warns Brexit deal by 2019 will be dramatically difficult as talks move to next phase. So again, they basically had Theresa May over the coals for months and months. She got absolutely nothing. She conceded on everything to them. And now they're saying the second phase of it will be even worse than that. So again, they don't want a deal. They want to wreck this country to teach everyone else in Europe a lesson. Don't mess with us because it's a mafia organization. We need to throw this deal out the window. Just leave now because they're never going to let us leave on some crappy deal. And even if we get it, these rebels, actually traitors in Parliament, are just going to vote it down anyway. This is, again, the sabotage of the democratic will of the British people. That's what the last 18 months has been about. And I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of talking about whether Trump's the legitimate president of the United States because he may have colluded with Russia with no evidence whatsoever. This is the advantage that they have. They never get bored of repeating the same crap over and over again, even as we get bored of it. But we keep having to fight the same fight with Brexit and with Trump over and over again, just simply to ensure that our democratic will is notice. I mean, what is the point? I made a video about this last night. What's the point in having national referendums, national elections, if the elite is just going to ignore the vote if they don't like the result? What's the point? We might as well just admit that we don't live in free countries anymore. We're at that stage now. The frustration is building. If they carry this on much longer, people are going to be out on the streets. Maybe they won't. Maybe they don't care enough to be out on the streets. Maybe the right isn't organized enough to be out on the streets. We will see. But again, we will at least know if we live in a democratic country or not. The way it's going right now doesn't really look like it. Absolutely incredible. We have an article up on Infowars.com right now. Headline, Facebook admits social media harmful to mental health. I also saw this out of CNBC. Facebook just admitted that using Facebook can be bad for you. Facebook's director of research, David Ginsberg, and research scientist Maura Burke said, a post which addressed the questions about Facebook has on our moods revealed some compelling information. Basically, they said that if you read Facebook for 10 minutes, that is the homepage, the scrolling newsfeed of Facebook, You're in a worse mood at the end of the day than students who are assigned to post or talk to friends on Facebook. A study from UC San Diego and Yale found that people who clicked on about four times as many links as the average person, or who liked twice as many posts, reported worse mental health than average in a survey. In other words, if you're using Facebook to mindlessly browse through your feed or click posts, you may end up in a foul mood after. But then they found that you were in a better mood if you got those dopamine hits from people liking your posts. In other words, using Facebook to interact with people as opposed to just browsing seemed to have a positive effect on people. So again, it's what the Facebook executive said earlier in the week. You get those temporary dopamine hits from people liking your pictures, liking your posts. But if then you go and do that, you scroll through your newsfeed, you end up more depressed unless you go back and get the dopamine hit of the likes on your posts and pictures. So that's how they get you hooked. This is why it is tearing apart the social fabric of how society works. I have no idea why anyone would want to be on social media if they didn't have to be. Like, unless you're promoting something, unless it's some kind of creative enterprise that you want to draw attention to, unless you're in the news business, why on earth would you be on there in the first place if not just to communicate with your immediate family? I mean, why the hell would you be on there if you didn't need to be on there, if it's making you depressed, if it's a colossal waste of time? Absolutely insane, and those studies back that up. RT report, Snowflake students get university to apologize for calling Snow white. That's right, calling Snow white is now racist. This is absolutely incredible. This is not The Onion. This is a serious story. University College London was forced to apologize after a Dreaming of a White Campus tweet. That was what they said. Dreaming of a White Campus was deemed racist by Snowflake students. The tweet had been intended to let students know the campus was still open, as some parts of Britain remain covered by 13 inches of snow. The tweet said, "Dreaming of a white campus, our campuses will be open." They got backlash. Now, of course, it wasn't any kind of massive. It was probably one person. They probably got one. And in fact, in this article, they only quote one person who replied to the tweet and said, "You know who else dreamt of white campus? Hitler. That's who." Disgusting. So because they got this one tweet in response saying it was racist to say snow is white, they retracted and apologized. Again, this is the mass mental illness gripping the UK. If one person is offended by somebody saying snow is white, they have to apologize. They have to walk it back. Now, what was even more hilarious was the backlash to the backlash. Of course, the backlash to the backlash was people saying, "What in the hell are you doing apologizing to someone who's offended because you said snow was white?" But again, it was already done, and that was the end of the story, because one person got offended. Again, they were absolutely petrified as being portrayed as racist. They walked it back. They apologized. Boston professor proclaims Jingle Bells a racist song. We're not going to get into the details of that, but again, it's the same thing. These snowflakes getting triggered. Stop apologizing for absolutely everything. Think about it. Take a deep breath for 10 seconds and realize you don't have to cater to these permanently offended morons. That's the end of the show. War Room coming up right now. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.